It's versus it's. It drives me nuts. Get it right, people. Let's review, shall we? IT apostrophe S is a contraction of two words, it and is. It's snowing here in Boston. Throw in that apostrophe. It's, no apostrophe, signals a possessive. Example, the hotel was great. Its pool was amazing. No apostrophe. Pretty simple. I know, I need to get over it. It's not you, it's me, blah, blah, blah. Add that apostrophe there, people. I'm not going to give up on this. But after 18 years, the Apostrophe Protection Society is throwing in the towel. The society's founder says he has to accept that the English language is changing. My colleague Duncan Kennedy with the BBC has more.
They linger above our letters. They wander around the endings of our words. But apostrophes, it seems, are an endangered species. The Apostrophe Protection Society, yes, there really is one, says their future is, well, up in the air. The Society's 96-year-old chairman, John Richards, says they're vital, yet people have struggles with these squiggles.
If you wrote a note saying, I've come to collect my brother's books, where you put the apostrophe, before or after the S, shows you exactly whether you have one brother or several brothers. Can't think of any way around that.
Mr. Richards has agonised over apostrophes for nearly two decades, but now says thanks to the likes of texting and Twitter, people have simply stopped using them.
I think it's a mixture of ignorance and laziness. They're too ignorant to know where it goes. They're too lazy to learn. So they just don't bother. The barbarians have won.
Mr. Richards says his society for this abused and misused punctuation mark is now closing, heralding what, for some, might be called an apostrophe catastrophe.
The barbarians have won. I'm guessing some of you are right now quoting that track from Vampire Weekend. You know the one about the Oxford comma and who really cares? That's where we leave things today. I know you heard that apostrophe. Don't tell me you didn't. From the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back tomorrow.